I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network, broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
And live from Roberta's in the heart of hip, hip, super hip Bushwick, Brooklyn, not the penultimate show, but the final show of Arts and Seasons. Oh. And here is our host with the most, Mike Miguel, as they called him in Spain, Edison.
Yeah, baby, can you dig it? 250. We made it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the count who counts. Peter Zaremba.
Straight from Master.
You look good today, Pete. Almost as good as you did when you were alive.
Well, thank you, Miguel. Thank you. You know what? You're looking... I gotta say, after 250 shows, you're looking pretty clean yourself.
All right. 250. Let's do it like the first 249, only better. And today, we're so happy to have with us in the studio the full Sharky and the Count band featuring superstars, the Heritage Radio All-Stars from members of Daddy Long Legs. We got Marat, Sticky Fingers, Act Turk. We got Josh, the Hitman Styles.
All the way from the Twin Lights.
And all the way from Neptune, New Jersey, is the Monmouth Muscle. Let's hear it for Eric Winicky.
We have Mikey. Mikey, I got to tell you something. The word's got out. The word's on the street. It's gotten around. And Roberta's is the live audience. I think we have to call security. I think tear gas is going to be necessary shortly. Tear gas canisters, please.
I once saw...
Gas them all.
I once saw Fats Domino at Yankee Stadium.
Did he get tear gas?
But cops with batons were keeping people off the field. This is like...
Holy shit. This is the most mild manner.
Like, I know, it's like 1988. Yeah. This isn't like 1957 rock and roll riot.
That's great. Fats, the most...
After 3.5 hours of like boring American League baseball, people rioted. Fats was so exciting. Seriously.
The most kindly man in rock
leaping
and roll.
Off the dugout, so...
Lord have mercy.
Well, we got the full power.
Mike Edison. Mike Edison.
I can't tell you, Pete, 250, I wouldn't have made it here without you. And we're going to bring it out live to the Garden at Roberta's in a little while.
I can't believe it.
But first of all, we got to thank, most of all, our good friend Katie Mosman-Wadler, is Madam Executive Director of Heritage Radio Network, is here. And, you know, we couldn't do it without you. The Heritage Radio Network has been unbelievable to us. The people at Roberta's. Yeah. Everybody at Roberta's has been unbelievable. Katie, grab the microphone.
Mike Edison, this is your life.
I can't believe it. And the engineers that you bring to us from the HRN, we got Dave Tatt and Matt in the booth today. Oh, my God. Everybody that's been twirling knobs for us for the last 249 shows. Whoa.
Katie.
And let's not forget the bartenders at Roberta's. Hey, you know what?
I think we got a song for them.
Oh, really?
Let her get
a word in edgewise.
Well, hey, I just made my way through a pretty jam-packed, awesome studio to sit in my favorite sort of busted-out chair over here.
Yeah.
But I just have to say congratulations, you guys. We've been just so lucky to have you, and we're so psyched for the party today, and thanks for having me in the studio.
I'm going
to
cry.
I'm already crying.
Before you think this thing is over, I'm going to fucking weep openly.
From Heritage Meats, I have to say, that Mike, they made you what you are today. You've been, for 250 shows, you've been living high on the hog.
This is the best bar mitzvah I've ever been to.
There you go.
All right, you guys want to do a little?
Let's do the song.
For the bartenders at Roberta's.
Yeah,
we
but
got
let's
one.
Do it. Let's do it.
Seeing as I put many of them through college over the last 7 years.
Let's do it Laurel Aiken style. Let's go. Let's take a Jamaica
you
style.
You want the sweet sound?
Oh, gosh, yes. The other night I started drinking, baby, I got real tight. I started calling up all of my friends. I said, come on down, let's have a sip again. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender, drum me one more, two more, three, four glasses of beer. I saw this girl sitting down at the other end. I sidled over and said, baby, can we be friends? You're looking as good as a woman can be. Sit on down and have a sip with me. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender, draw me one more, two more, three, four glasses of beer. Yay! Hey! 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 Turkish delight, my heart. Yeah, baby. We're having fun down here. Look at the audience. Well, we were drinking the whole night long, rocking and rolling and having fun. I said, baby, let's have some more. But when I looked at the clock, it was a 4:30. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. No, don't say last call. Don't tell me that's all. Hey, hey, hey. Somebody go out and get the two guys in the pink capes. Dude, the two dudes in the pink capes, please. Bring them in, baby.
And I want to thank all our friends who sat here at the awkward date table, too, for 250 shows who've suffered our abuse.
Lord
all right,
mercy.
These guys, you got to sign them up. They got a good look for radio.
Bring them in. Come on, man.
I know. We're trying right now to send them like telepathic messages to come through the plexi, but
dude, I want that pink cake.
They're doing choreographed fight scene right now. So,
Katie, tell us a little bit. Tell us just a little bit about some of the fine people at Heritage Foods
and Heritage Radio.
Gosh. Well, Heritage Radio would be nothing without our founder.
Who is that?
Everybody
Let's
knows
have
Patrick
some names.
Martins.
Patrick. Where's Patty?
Patrick's on vacation, but I hope he's tuning in right now. Patrick, you should call us if you're listening right now. But
of course
he's
listening.
Oh yeah.
You know, he really was
he's a great
the,
listener. That one.
The genesis of the whole radio thing. Put the containers back here.
I love
Boar's Head people to help plant them here.
Decorate
in the dirt
it with the Boar's Head.
And that's why we have Silvio Borlusconi right here.
Brookenhorst Boar's Head. Provisions. Well, actually, very fine. Go look for it at your deli counter.
Or just around the corner.
Or around the counter. You can make it yourself. So, go in the factory.
So, Pete, how many pizzas do you think we've eaten in the last
how
7 years?
How many pizzas? Tell me.
More than there are stars in the skies.
More than. And you know what? There's more pizzas. I hear tell on the street that there's more pizzas to come.
I hear so. So.
No? No, Murat
pizzas.
Says no.
Oh, no, it says never enough.
Never enough.
It's good. The people at Roberta's been feeding these kids drinks all morning. We're just about ready to start the show.
What?
Well, 250 shows. I gotta say, you know, Katie and Pee Wee.
What? That's dead time, baby. That's amazing.
I gotta say, a lot of highlights though. We had the Flesh Tones on here many times, and you've been on here. And you sort of came out as a guest host and never left.
I never. No, it's
Bob Burt has done the show more times than I have.
Katie wants to say something.
You know, Pete, I was just hoping you could tell us about, like, your experience the first time you came on the show.
Well, the first time I came, I was
on the show.
I believe it was with my band, the Fleshtones, and I have to say, I didn't want to leave. I walked
and
in.
He hasn't. Because,
you know, it's like to me, it's like I'm 63 years old, and I'm still kind of embarrassed when I walk into a bar. You know, it's like, are they going to proof me or something? And now, thanks to you, I can walk into Roberta's, and it's just like, I just like walk in, and it's like,
thanks to you.
Thanks to you.
You really made Pizza Rumba comfortable in the bar.
You made me comfortable.
Mike, I think that was all you.
Yeah.
No, it was your magic. It was magic, Mike.
You know, Pete's naturally great. He just dies. You made me very dark, look more like a
slut. You've made me very comfortable with my drinking. So,
we aim to please.
But it was great, really. It was great.
It nudged you. Well, we've had Fleshtones, we've had Dictators, we've had Airplane Men, we got Daddy Long Legs. How many times have you guys been on the show?
Three, at least.
What about Bob Burt? How many times has he been on the show?
More times than me. All right. Yeah. Unfortunately, I had Bob Dylan for show 251.
Where's Bob Burt?
You had Bobby Keys.
We had Bobby Keys of the Rolling Stones on here. And now it can be told.
Where's Bob Burt? The traitor.
Bob Burt's on the road with our friend John Spencer.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Been on the show.
He couldn't come back for this. That does it. You know what? He's off the list.
It's
off. No more arts and seizures for Bob Burt. He's off. That's it. He's finished.
I don't know what I'm going to do now. I feel. What was that? When we heard
loose ends, baby.
When we heard the theme before, I was getting a little misty. That was Jay Brown, by the way, who mixed that with me, the Arts and Seizures theme song. And I'm going to miss that terribly. Every Sunday I come out here. You know, Roberta's has been such a part of my life for the last 7 years, and before that even, when we were doing the show with Patrick, the main event, the main chorus.
The main event.
Main event being the wrestling magazine.
Well, you were the first.
You can. It's a choice. You know. You can always come back.
Yes.
You can always
just think about that.
Show up. Like, look, I mean, next
he's
week
playing
we're on
hard
break,
to get.
But,
it's superstar. It's Christine Montreal.
This
and Aaron from Grindhouse, our favorite restaurant, Red Hook. And
Mike Edison.
And I believe
Mike Edison.
Superstar Christine Montreal.
Mike Edison, this is your life.
Secrets, Christine Montreal, not so secretly my cellmate. You know, when I started this show, I was single, and I love coming here because it was Sunday, and Sundays were depressing, and doing the show got me out of the house. And now I love, now that I'm not so single, I love doing the show because it gets me out of the house. Well, honey.
Honey, baby.
And then call Marilla, too, and say.
She's coming. She's on her way.
I'm back.
She's smart enough to come.
You don't have to leave the summer house early on Sundays just for a pizza and an old-fashioned.
I want
anymore,
the guys in the capes in here. What's going on?
So, Aaron, what's going on? Is that a bottle of, like, Rhino Balls you got there?
I thought it was, like, some kombucha or something.
Dude, our friend Jean-Luc, the dearly departed Jean-Luc Ledoux, who every year we did a seasonal wine tasting.
Jean-Luc Ledoux.
The Saturday before Thanksgiving, and then sometimes we did a second one in the summer. Jean-Luc always brought the best wine, and he loved the Rhino Balls.
He was my favorite guest.
He was.
He was a good man.
Well, he's a good man, right?
Very good man.
We miss him on. I miss those wine tastings. You know, we had two pot tastings on the show. We had the first one I called Apocalypse Now, okay? But apparently the ventilation in the studio here somehow is tied to the ventilation in the restaurant. So we got a lot of complaints because the people in the restaurant were getting stoned. You'd think they're eating pizza, they're getting stoned. Like, why would they complain? But whatever. Okay, so I thought I'd get around this by inviting our friend Brandon, who the owner and founder of, one of the founders of Roberta's. So we got him onto the second one, which I called Apocalypse.
That was Matt.
That was Apocalypso because I wanted to give it more of a Caribbean vibe, right? And so, but I figured if we had the owner, it's like if the principal comes to the party, you know, you're not going to get yelled at. Didn't work.
You didn't get the official endorsement for the reverse clam bacon.
No, there were still quite a few complaints. Like apparently, it was like a Jethro Tull concert in there when we started smoking reefer.
Christine Montreal, you guys just spent you and Mike. You brought him up and showed him the beauties of the cottage country, right, Christine?
Yeah, you had to see the Canadian splendor.
Yes, yeah. Christine.
I love the Canadian beavers, my favorite.
Oh, I was hoping that you were in cottage country, Christine. Did you have any of the well-known cottage cheese?
We didn't have any cottage cheese, but...
Pourquoi?
Listen, this is the man of
international mystery, Pete Zaremba, speaking.
Canadian peaches, really. Nice.
Dude, those Ontario peaches compare.
Straight from Niagara
Escarpment. I'm
from New Jersey,
and I'm telling you, though, those Canadian peaches, though, or something else.
Shut up,
I heard that you made a delicious gelato of those peaches.
Aaron Norris, tell you, come here. I want Murat, try this wine. Murat's
it's unfiltered,
a great wine taster.
Like
this
you,
is,
Mike.
This is a sweaty. Tell us what this is. Give Aaron a microphone.
Tell us the story. Aaron, please. Aaron, please, you got to talk into the mic. So, what is Aaron saying?
I don't know why
Taste this one. This is good.
Mike, I got to say, we got to thank Aaron because we played it.
This was actually Jean-Luc Ledoux's favorite, and it stood out.
It's unfiltered.
It is unfiltered.
Like Mike.
It's weird, right?
It's weird and it's wonderful. That's it's a little skin fermented.
The face you're making, Katie.
I love it.
It's weird, right?
It's super weird.
But I'm telling you.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc that doesn't taste like a
And where's it from?
For the rhino's balls.
Middle Earth.
The Middle Earth, thank you. So it's like Hobbit wine.
Marlboro?
Holy shit.
All right. I got a party song for y'all.
What's it? Let's play it. You know what, Mike? What I like about you is you always have a song in your heart. But you got to learn to let it out.
Yeah. Well, I think, 250 shows. Oh. We just play the theme over and over and over and over and over again. We should probably thank the Gladiolas for their help on the intro. Anyway, Pete, let's get high.
Oh, baby. Let's get high, we'll have a real good time. Baby, let's get high, we'll have a real good time. We'll start off drinking whiskey, I think now we're drinking some wine. We're gonna drink and drink, it's gonna be alright. We're gonna drink and drink, baby, come on together, it'll be our ruin. We're gonna get so drunk, we won't know what we're doing. Everybody, come on.
Let's get high.
We're gonna start drinking whiskey.
We're gonna drink wine. Yeah. Drinking rye whiskey till the break of day. Drink wine. Hey. Wine.
Everybody.
Drink wine, smoke the odor, baby, pass that bottle to me. Well, little old Susie's on 17. Everybody knows her as a rockabilly queen. Little old Slim sit quiet as a mouse. When he gets drunk, he's gonna rock.
Drink wine, baby, and alcohol and all sorts, yeah.
Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Josh, the Hitman Styles, cha-cha-cha! Marat, sticky fingers, actor! All right, give me cha-cha-cha! The man with muscle, Eric Whitaker, cha-cha-cha! Friends and out there on the open seas, broadcasting live from the Heritage Radio Studios here in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
From coast to coast, around the world.
From coast to coast, the toast of the most. And that's my good friend Pizza Rumble.
Actually, I want to say hello to my friend Gilles in Noumea, Nouvelle Caledonia, in the South Pacific. I know he's listening.
All right. We are bad. We are international.
That's international. We got Christine Montreal.
Can you dig it? Christine Montreal, erstwhile superstar.
Wearing her cowboy hat. She's just back from the Calgary Stampede.
All right, let's hear it for Dave and Matt one more time in the booth. Yeah!
Dave and Matt.
And, of course, Katie and everybody at the Heritage Radio Network family. Okay.
And all our fine live audience here at Roberta's.
By far the weirdest day here, though, was when we were still at the Mike and Judy show. And that
Where
was
Judy?
Judy. Well, that crazy cat lady, Judy. We were doing crazy cat lady. Crazy Cat Lady Day, and the Crazy Cat Ladies actually brought like kittens. We were doing a pro animal adoption show, and they brought,
I was
like,
wondering why I feel
breaking
itchy.
Breaking every known like health violation, every HACCP rule you could possibly, bringing like literally a dozen kittens to a restaurant. But Patrick, our founder, that Patrick, gives me a pot cookie beforehand, but doesn't tell me, of course, that it's loaded. I mean, it's direct from the West Coast to my brain, and because people are always giving
how high did you get, Mike?
Dude, I was stocked up over LaGuardia, baby. I weren't never coming down.
Nobody, not even you.
Yeah. Aaron knows what I'm talking about. And but you know, I think people are always like giving me things to eat at this goddamn radio station. You know, all we do around here is eat. So here, have a cookie. My friend's a baker. And we came on the show, and man, holy shit, I was like, you know, climbing the walls with kittens climbing over me, like just trying to do the show with kittens climbing over me. That was good stuff. Fortunately.
But Mike, I like the fur collar jacket that you're wearing now. The kittens.
Yeah. It was a good thing there was no show afterwards, because I literally had to sit here and like just sort of like get a grip on things afterwards. I couldn't join the party.
There's some of this kombucha the kids are all drinking now.
No, it's a sweaty rhino ball wine. Oh, right, I love this stuff.
You know what? It does, because it's kombucha.
It is sweaty.
Actually, it smells a little bit like sweaty.
Sweaty balls.
It's unfiltered, right?
Skin fermented.
He called it fantasticular.
Yes. He did call it testicular.
Let me try. I'm gonna tell you what.
Fantasticular, Jean-Luc said. And then he died.
Ooh la la.
Oh man.
I say, if you give me this Sauvignon, make it blanc.
I'm trying to think. I think we've had like two people on the show who've passed away, Bobby Keys and Jean-Luc Ledoux, that I know of.
Great,
the odds aren't bad. That's only like 1 in 125.
I'm still here.
I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, honestly, more people, like more people have died on the space shuttle.
That's right. In other words, appearing on, don't
like
be afraid
capita,
to be
it's only
on the,
one,
that's the last show.
That's only 1 in 125 people have died on the show, so your odds are pretty good. You guys might make it to the end of the day.
This is delicious.
Fingers crossed, man.
Oh, man.
Aaron, this wine is delicious. I got it.
Pete, let's do another song. What song?
You know what I like about you, Mike? You always got a song in your heart, but you got to learn to let it out.
So you said.
What do you want? You know what? Let's do the dial-o-meter with our listeners at home. What do you want to hear? What is it, Mike? What's the dial-o-meter say? Around it goes. And this gives me a chance to talk about...
It's the Wheel of Talent.
Those wonderful people at Luxardo. They bring the lux to your luxury. Luxardo cherries, the original maraschino, direct from Trieste, Italy.
He's dying to have Luxardo as a sponsor.
I want Luxardo. Give me Lux, please.
All right. Please. All right, Madam, Katie, Madam Executive Director, you want us back, bring us Luxardo cherries as a sponsor. And people pretty much, there's not much you won't do for a Luxardo cherries. All right. Should we play fast or should we play slow? I'll tell you what. Why don't we work together? How does that sound? You ready? All right. Katie, I want you to sing with us, all right?
Yeah, you got it, man. Let me move this mic.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, four!
Divided we stand, divided we fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together. Come on, let's work together. Now, people, and together we will stand. Every boy and girl, woman and man. Now on the wheel we travel to someday. On the road you travel, so the city all uphill. Let's work together.
Come on, let's work together.
Now, people, and together we will stand. And a boy, girl, woman, and man in this land. Or 3 hours. What does it mean, everybody? In our long life of ours, let's work together.
Come on,
let's work together. Now, people, and together we will stand. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. Marat, some Turkish delight. Let those strings, like a chicken. Woo! We're working together now. Not like before, you know. Make someone happy, make someone smile. What does it mean in this long life of ours? Let's work together.
Come on,
let's work together. Now, people, and together we will stand. There's a boy and girl, woman and man. Let's sing one more time, everyone. One more time.
Let's work together. Come on,
let's work together. Let's work together. Let's work together. And together we will stand. Every boy, girl, woman, and man in this land.
message we need. A message we need.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha. Love it, man. Woo!
You see, Wilbert Harrison was lucky. He had a one-man band. But... That was beautiful, Mikey. I'm starting to cry. I'm starting to be.
Who's gonna be the first to break down in tears?
Me.
I'm like a fucking puddle over here.
I'm starting to break down, baby.
And how many old fashions have we drank? And how many of them were?
How many?
And how many were the old fashioned way? Pete, I
tell you, this Pete, one is Pete, Jason.
Let's have a drink for Pete Zaremba. Let's hear it for Pete Zaremba, who is the co-host with the most.
Our favorite pizza.
Pete.
Zaremba.
There you go.
Oh, you kidding, Pete? You came and you stayed. You.
Pizza.
It's everybody's favorite pizza, Pizza Remba.
Mike Edison?
Dude, I couldn't have done it without you, buddy. This is unbelievable. What a ride. What a ride.
It was like a Nantucket
sleigh ride.
I hope that doesn't implicate some liability on my behalf, okay? You know, I am not liable for your actions, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure has been all mine.
Really good. We got to thank Roberta's, man, for opening up. They've opened their hearts to us.
Roberta's has been such an important part of my life for the last
Heritage Radio.
And just give a shout out to Katie's predecessors, Aaron and Jack, who were just absolutely fantastic and really...
The audience is very fickle. Very fickle. The guys in the capes.
You know, usually we've seen everything here at the Awkward Day Table. You know, for all the longtime listeners of the show, they know that there's a giant bay window here in the studio overlooking the restaurant. And I don't know.
I suspect that these guys, as the famous Leo Grossi once said,
their planet.
Are hallucinating by means of a cigarette that's not quite legal. But these guys with the capes, man. They're just like
a cigarette that's not legal.
Hallucinating.
I'll tell you what, before we get to the last song.
Sparkles.
Look at the sparkle. There's a serious facial blink.
What is going on here?
Yeah. All right.
This is always,
it's been the fastest.
It's over? No, don't tell me. Come on, let's do it again.
Another internet today.
Everybody.
That's it.
250. Two more. Yeah, two more.
Have you ever thought of like doing radio with pictures?
Yeah, sure. 4 more years.
It's called vision. Something vision.
Vision?
Radio vision.
Picto vision.
Like radio vision.
Radio vision. Death by radio vision.
I think we should start Stein a show Bello on radio it. Vision. Yeah.
Listen, people around the world.
All right, listen.
People around the world, we love you.
All right.
Everyone around the world.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
All around
thanks,
the world.
Heritage Radio. Thanks, Roberta's.
Oh, man. Do you have a song in your heart, Mikey? Let it out. Mike.
Well, this is like the Carol Burnett moment.
You've just got to learn to let that music out. Please.
All right. But especially all our friends and fans.
Oh, okay.
Well, Heritage Radio Network wouldn't be what it is without you.
I seriously doubt that. Thank you for letting me hold you back all these many years. All right, by popular demand, we're done.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Mikey. But let's go out with a song.
So.
Let's not go out
with
a song,
of course.
What's it called?
Thanks, everybody. I wish I could say tune in next week, but we'll be back with the best of Arts and Seizures next week.
Lord have mercy.
All right, I love you all. Here we go.
You know what? You know what? If you're looking for someone to love, Mike, please, let it be me.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm here to find some new to love, someone to make you feel happy and free. Darling, I'm begging, I'm pleading, let it be me. You know I treat you like a queen, there'll be no more misery. If you're wanting love and affection, darling, please, let it be me. Let's be true to you. In each and every way. You know what? I'd love and care for you. Drive all your blues and troubles away. So darling, please, don't pass me by. Darling, open your eyes and see. If you're wanting love and affection, darling, please, let it be me.
Come on,
we'll be right back. every way. I'd love, love, care for you. Drive all your blues and troubles away. Darling, please don't pass me by. Darling, open your eyes and see. Even if you're wanting love and affection, darling, please let it be me. If you're wanting love and affection, darling, please let it be me.
Let it be me.
It's over,
let's hear it for Pete Zaremba. Let's hear it for Dan Longlegs.
Mike
let's
Edison.
Hear it for Katie and Matt and Dave and the
everybody Roberta's.
Especially
everybody
all our friends and fans. Roberta's Pizza, Heritage Foods, everybody's a part of this.
Maybe it's been beautiful. It's been beautiful,
crazy.
Baby. It's been beautiful. Keep playing, but
oh, man.
Pizzicato. Pizzicato.
All right, I got an idea, guys. Let's take it outside and let's rock this joint. There's a big tent outside. Oh. I got pizzas for everybody.
Don LeChapeau,
pizza on me
baby.
Today. All right.
Thank you very much,
bring it
everyone.
One more time. Bring it one more time.
Please, better be me. I do choose you. Each and every way. Darling, please. Please, let it be me. You know, I treat you like a queen. But you know, won't be so weak. If you want love and affection, come to Mike Edison.
Please, Pete, please,
please,
let it be me.
Thank you very much. One more time. One more time.
Seizures.
One more time. One, two, three, four. Thank you very much. Arson seizures. 250.
Hey, goddamn it, I want to tell you, bring it down for one
Thank
second.
You,
Just bring it down for one second, because Shh, I've been down. Asked many times, what is the takeaway of 250 shows? What did I learn over 250 shows? 7 years of doing the show.
What's
coming
the takeaway?
Here, we ate literally
What's the
700
takeaway, Mike?
Pizzas. We drank literally over 10,000 drinks. And what did I learn? What is the message? The
What's
message
the
is this,
away?
My friends. If you don't like Elvis Presley, then fuck you.
The takeaway. A little.
Cha-cha-cha.
A little.
Cha-cha-cha.
Maddie, a little Elvis echo on my voice, C2 play. Maddie. Maddie, a little Elvis slap on my. There you go. You had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'm gone. But the look in your eyes tell me you've told a lie. I know there's been some traveling on. Oh, baby, you've got that loved-in look in your eyes. That's right, baby. Now it's time more like Mick Jagger. Yeah, yeah. All right, Mick Jagger, baby. One more time. Let it be me. One more time. Here we go. One, two, four. That's it. Yeah, let it be me, baby.
Now you're fucking up outside. That's good. All right. All right.
It's Arts and Seizures with your host, Mike Edison.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.